Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt.
Welcome, everyone. Today's episode is Sorry Not Sorry. Tessa, have you ever been called out for saying you're sorry too much? My youngest sister always calls me out. Don't use that word. I don't like that word. My youngest son just recently called me out for saying sorry to him. And I've been paying attention to myself, checking, how often do I say I'm sorry? And unfortunately, I say it a lot. But in my defense, it's not because I regret that I've done something, but I truly am trying to express that I feel bad, I feel sad, I feel sorry that the situation occurred for the individual, or that I didn't have an answer to support them. And so I've been doing my homework and trying to pay attention to what's out there. And I think it's all about figuring out a way to rephrase saying I'm sorry so that the other person feels heard, that I regret that happened to them, or I feel bad that that happened to them. And while I wish it didn't happen, it did. And it's not my problem. And I didn't do anything to cause it. But saying sorry doesn't really solve the issue, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's interesting. You know, when you first started talking, I was thinking about there's a difference between apologizing, like to say I'm sorry and to own something. But really what you're talking about really is that sympathy versus empathy kind of a challenge that we have, where it really is you're trying to say out loud, dang, that's a bummer that happened. That makes my heart sad that you're having to go through that, right? And so it's just trying to come up with something we can say to have our empathy be effective. And it sounds like when you are using the words, I'm sorry, it doesn't feel like for that person, it's not helpful. It doesn't, right?
Right. Clearly, it's not helpful.
Yeah, so best of intentions. So I think that part of what the challenge is to figure out, like, you know, one of the things that comes to my mind is, I remember there's a woman named Barbara Collier, who is in Tucson, and she's a phenomenal human being. And many, many years ago, I attended a training that she did where she talked about the difference between sympathy and empathy. And she talks about how sympathy is when you see the roller coaster, the person's on the roller coaster, and you get on the roller coaster with them and you get all enmeshed in the big feelings about it. And empathy is really when you are able to stand back and see the roller coaster and go, man, that's really tough. So then I also, like, my connected thought to that is I remember many years ago, there was a show called New Amsterdam, and there was a doctor who took over the hospital that he was working at. And he would, whenever there was a challenge, he would walk up and he would say, how can I help? And I think ultimately that's kind of what we want to try to come up with is someone doesn't need us to go, oh man, sucks to be you, right? They don't need us to, or to say, I'm so sorry, and have them go, why are you sorry you didn't do it? Where it just makes it kind of makes things a little bit more uncomfortable maybe for them. And instead for us to find things we can say that would really be helpful as far as, you know, this seems really, really tough. How can I be helpful? Or what would be supportive to you right now? Or my heart just feels sad that this, that you're having to go through this. I wish that you weren't having to go through this. Probably just anything that we could come up with that expresses our heart feeling of, dang, this stinks for you. And I'm really sad that that's happening. And then also, is there anything that I can do to help carry the burden or just listen? Or is there more you want to tell me about it? And just finding a way to express our care and concern. And then also if there's anything we can do to be helpful.
I love those suggestions. And I will be working on using some of those suggestions because clearly I am not helping the individuals. And I've done it with the leaders I mentor. I feel bad So I'm sorry that situation happened. And yet I need to find another way to express that I hear you, I notice, and dang, that wasn't easy. What can I do? Or is there something you need that I can add a thought to? Or would you like to brainstorm about how to solve that situation to offer up a different way? So, as a leader, and as you're speaking with your staff, unless it's an apology that needs to be made because you do regret what you did, think of another way to help people know you're listening and you're being empathetic.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.